Spirit Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, it's time for Meet Me at the Diner. And today our very special guest is Mark C. And he is a, he helps out there at the Harris Springs Preserve. We're going to be talking about a program coming up right here. It's going to be all for Boy Scouts. They're trying to raise money for it. We're going to be talking about that, but we're going to be talking a lot about the history and the things out there. I never realized that that this was a place where people came to heal their ails, particularly they thought when it came to kidneys, kind of like a Greenbrier right here in South Carolina. It was called Harris Lithia Springs, and that was, of course, a hotel, and you could stop on by, but it's very my very special guest today, Mark, and how do you say your last name?
C.
Mike, Mark C. Well, it's good to have you here, Mark. How long have you been working with Harris Springs?
Well, thank you for having me. I've been with Harris Springs for 14 years.
14 years. And I guess you've probably seen over 14 years, it's probably gone up, gone down. What's the situation now?
Yeah, we've been pretty much all over the board in 14 years. Right now, we're working on a real good year. Last year was a pretty good year. This year, we're going to be even better.
Wow.
Years before that were a little bit tough, but we have survived, and that's the main thing. We have survived.
Yes, we're all trying to survive, aren't we?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's great. You know, one of the things that surprised me, you told me that you're seeing more women out there, men and women, husband, wives, father-daughter type coming out there. I'm surprised. I always thought that was kind of a rite of passage for men.
Well, we did too, but it's becoming more evident that the family aspect of the sport is growing. Like I said, a lot more grandfather, grandchildren, husband, wives, father, daughters, mother, daughters, and that's what we really cater to. We like to promote a good family experience in everything that we do. And when you can incorporate that in a safe, controlled environment with a firearm, with a shotgun, and be successful at it, people keep coming back. And that's what we're trying to achieve, and we're doing it.
Absolutely. Well, that sounds excellent. So we're going to be talking a little bit about Harris Springs. Now, where exactly is Harris Springs?
Well, it is right on the line in between Waterloo and Cross Hill, South Carolina, on Harris Springs Road. Most people say right past the golf course.
Right past the golf course. Now, how many acres is it?
We have 2,300 acres. 2,300 acres. All in all, it's a 3,000-acre track. And then in the middle of a 3,000-acre track, we have 600 acres where we have manipulated the habitat for the quail species, and that's where we do our upland bird hunts.
Okay. And what? And not only do you do quail, but you do turkey?
We do quail, pheasants, and chuckers. We do turkey and deer. We're fortunate enough that we get to stay open 12 months out of the year. So from October to the end of March is when we're doing our upland hunts. The month of April is turkey. And then the other months is when we do sporting clays.
Wow. So you have a full service. It is an excellent place to go. And, you know, I think, though, sometimes you hear that Harris Springs, but you don't really know what it's all about out there. Can you give us a little idea of the history? I was talking a little bit about it, 1896, with the hotel there. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, ma'am. It's a fascinating history because a piece of property where my office is, it's been the entertainment business since 1896. And it was a 200-room hotel that was constructed with a dance hall, bowling alley, a pool, a horse racetrack. And most patrons came from 3 weeks to a month when they came to stay. And their stay was guaranteed. And they had a ball.
And that was because of the rail systems. They had to be dropped off.
Yes, ma'am. A lot of them, cotton trading, when they would come to sell cotton, they would come to this junction, and they would stay and spend some of their profits here at the Springs. And once we got into the late 20s and early 30s, unfortunately, the hotel burned down in 1932. And another family got a hold of the property, and they started using that Lithia spring water to produce ginger ale. And that was a short-lived venture. And then the fellow who owns Harris Springs now, a gentleman by the name of Jake Razor, his father got a hold of the property and hand-constructed the homestead, which the fellow that owns Harris Springs was actually raised in. And it was completed in the early 40s. It now is our overnight accommodations. It's a very nice five-bedroom. It sleeps eight. It's a five-bedroom, four-bath facility, and it works out. It's really a neat scenario.
Wow. So little did you know that there was a 200-room hotel right over there between between Waterloo and Cross Hill. Hard to imagine in today's world, isn't it?
It really is. But it was actually Harris Springs, South Carolina. There was a post office there. So yeah, it's really neat.
It is amazing how things change.
It is amazing how things change.
Yeah.
And when you look at now at what we're doing, and it's kind of an international upland experience, and even back in the day, over 100 years ago, it was same product, same experience, just a different product.
Absolutely. Now, you said international. Do you have people coming from all over to here?
Yes, ma'am. Norway, Sweden, Finland, Europe, England, all over the place.
Wow. We had a German guy on the show this morning who was a reporter for the big newspaper over there in Germany.
Huh.
And he was here today. He's actually doing a story on Greenwood, South Carolina. And so we had an opportunity to sit down and talk to him. He's doing not only the political aspect of it, but the economy as well as energy. So it was an interesting conversation this morning.
Well, that's great.
But it's hard. We think when we live here, sometimes we don't realize what's in our backyard.
That's right. I get it at least once a day. Gosh, we didn't even know you were here. Well, yeah. So you were the first one that I got today on that one.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, we are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are going to be talking about more about Harris Springs. We're also going to be talking about the Gary Moore First Annual Memorial Shoot. You knew Gary.
Yes, ma'am.
He was a good friend.
Very, very a great guy. Really a close friend. He's somebody that could just stop in and talk, play, show you a new gun or a new weapon that he'd gotten. Yeah, he was a very close friend.
Very close friend. And he died rather untimely last year.
Yeah, tender age of 62. Yep, completely just shocked us all.
And so his family wanted to get together and do something. Now, Gary, I understand, had a big love of guns.
Yes, ma'am.
And safe shooting.
That's correct. And educating the youth as well. That was big for him.
So one of the things y'all came up with, that was a hard bill to put together, wasn't it, to come up with a group that you could find that could benefit from all of this as well as have something that would be a memento to him?
Yeah, it really has been. We haven't run into many obstacles, but it has been something. It's been quite emotional. You know, it's been a tough one to make happen, but we're making it happen. And it's going, we found out the right vehicles to get it out there. So it's positive. It's all going to be a good thing. Something he'd be very proud of, I believe.
Absolutely. Now, the event itself is coming up on March 10th?
March the 10th.
Okay.
Which is the one-year anniversary that Gary was taken from us. So that's really quite sad, but it's touching and it's great. It's really a good thing. It's another a little punch in the arm that says, hey, you know, this needs to happen and needs to happen positively.
Sure. And so you are having it's really a fundraising shoot. And then once you raise the money, what is the money going to be used for?
Well, that's a really good question, because what we're going to take is all the money that we have raised through the donation items and through the team sales and the sponsorship sales, and we're going to put that right back into educating tomorrow's shooters. Through the Boy Scouts, which is the vehicle that we have chosen to use, and try to help teach youngsters ethics, but more importantly, gun safety. Because, you know, hunting guns is one generation from being extinct, period. And if we don't teach these kids how to safely manage guns, then, you know, there could be an accident. I don't want to get into throwing numbers on how many people were killed last year with unloaded guns.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds, well, how does that happen? Well, it happens every year, and it's unfortunate, and it can be 100% taken care of. People will leave a gun unloaded during the off season or behind the seat of a truck and go to grab it and then made a mistake. When you make a mistake with the shotgun, you generally can't take that back. But with the proper education with the youth, we can 100% avoid these kinds of mistakes.
Absolutely.
Period.
So these are the things we're going to be talking about this afternoon on Meet Me at the Diner. If you've got a question for Mark, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't you go away.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day.
Oh, that's right. We are back here with Mark C. He is does a lot out there at Harris Springs, and you know, I found it very interesting. You were telling me, we were just talking about why Gary was so passionate about guns and gun education, and you said you really didn't know why, but then there's a story to how you've ended up on this path that you were on.
Yes, ma'am. And it all starts, it goes really back to my grandfather, you know, who led me into fishing, which led into hunting. But
your grandfather was a
Lieutenant Colonel in the Army. Yeah, he was a lifer, storming the beaches of Normandy.
Right.
Lieutenant Colonel Edwards. Yes, miss him every day, too.
Yeah.
And I
but
got
there
in.
Was an accident or something.
Yes,
right?
This was even before I was born. My mother has a sister, my Aunt Pat, and her fiance at the time had come in from a duck hunting experience and was cleaning a gun, and it was a 12 gauge, it was a shotgun. So I can only imagine, you know, the position he was in when he was cleaning it, and as he was taking the fore end off of the gun to extract the barrel off of the receiver, the gun discharged, and that was the end of it for him. You know, again, that was a mistake made with a gun that was assumed to be unloaded. Could have been avoided, 100%.
Sure. So the bottom line was you couldn't have any guns in the house. You weren't.
Negative.
And what is your grandfather told you? There were two things you weren't going to do.
There's two things I couldn't do. I could not enlist in the Army, and I couldn't have a shotgun. I couldn't have a gun. That's right.
And look at you today.
Yep. I got my first gun when I was 19, and I haven't looked back since.
Yeah.
So. But it is very important, and it's very important to me personally. I have a four-year-old, Cameron, and I have a seven-year-old named Evan, and it's, you know, I teach them every day. I mean, they get to come to work with me, but they learn every day just how important and dangerous guns are. But you can still have fun, but you have to, you know, maintain a controlled environment.
Sure. But now, how did you end up going to this wildlife preserve school in Illinois?
Well, I'll try not to go too long-winded on this. Of course, with my grandfather getting me interested in fishing,
right,
which led to hanging out with guys that I did a lot of fishing with, and then that led into hunting. And then I had a really good buddy of mine who enlisted up in that school a couple years before I did, and he just wore me out. He said, you got to do it, you got to do it, you got to do it. I was working full-time at that particular time, and then finally I got accepted and then moved up to Southern Illinois, and then the rest is kind of history from there. I graduated from there and worked on a private preserve in West Tennessee for a couple of years before I met the owner of Harris Springs and started my 14-year relationship with those guys.
And, you know, as Kismet will have it, you were supposed to be going to Wichita?
Yes, ma'am. That's right. Oddest of stories, but sustained a minor injury, which would not allow me to make my start time there. And in the meantime, I met the owner of Harris Springs, and just which ended up leading to how I met my wife and where I end up living and, you know, meeting you on this radio show today.
Hey, there you go. It's all a journey, isn't it?
It really is. It's been a great one.
Excellent. That's terrific. So let's talk a little bit about Harris Springs. Now, they have all kinds of package deals where people come and do everything from quail to clay shooting. Now, you know, a lot of clay targets. What exactly does that work with, a clay target?
Yes, ma'am, and that's a great question because a lot of people just don't understand the clay target game. It started in England, and what it is, it's a clay target that we throw when we throw them off of automatic traps. It's very similar to somebody that doesn't know much about shotgun games. It's golf with a shotgun is what it is. What we have is a 12-station course. Every station has two automatic machines on it. So by the time you have shot the whole course, you will have seen 24 different presentations of targets. Sporting clays is a different game that we do because it simulates hunting, a hunting experience, whether it's a quail shot, a duck shot, goose. We even have a clay target rabbit that rolls across the ground that you can shoot.
Okay.
So, but it's a lot of fun. It teaches a lot of really good disciplines, and it also really teaches you how to shoot a shotgun well.
Oh, that's great. Now, what exactly is included in this package that you're going to be doing for the Gary Moore Foundation, raising money so that Boy Scouts can come and learn about shooting and whatnot?
Okay, what we're doing is they're trying to sell four-man teams for the event. And as far as the roster for the actual day, what we're going to be doing is we start off, we do a 10-shot warm-up for every person that comes through, which is it's a great exercise to really teach people safety and what they're getting ready to get out to when they go on the course. Then we are going to provide lunch, have a very detailed safety talk, which, as you can see, I'm not scared to talk. So that usually goes 15 or 20 minutes. But we get into the safety end of it, and then we'll actually have a shotgun start. And that'll start, you know, right after we finish lunch around the 1 o'clock time frame. And then the shoot will go on, and then afterwards we'll have a social, which is some food and the award ceremony. And then the thank you, and there'll be some verbiage and signage for the sponsors who've committed to this event.
Sure. Now, is this going to be using the clay? The clay shot?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so we're not going to kill any real animals.
Oh, no.
No real animals will be killed.
Absolutely not. This is what we call a non-consumptive activity.
Non-consumptive activity. You know, one of the things I was reading when I was looking over this, that you'll actually mail the birds or whatever somebody shoots back to them at home when they've come on this trip.
That's right. Just had a package successfully received to a lieutenant colonel in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
You know, it's funny, we always talk about going to people here talk about going to Colorado to do hunts and everything. You know, it sometimes makes you wonder, do they know that there's even this right here in their own backyard?
And the folks in Colorado talk about coming to South Carolina to hunt quail.
Yeah.
No, it seems like the grass is always greener. Most of our guests that come in and utilize a multiple-day experience, they're not from Lawrence County or even the upstate. They're usually driving 2 to 3 hours to come spend the night with us.
Yep. That is amazing, isn't it? All right. Well, anyways, this is a great program. It starts, let's see, can go anywhere from $100 to $800 investment.
That's correct.
Yeah, depending.
Yes, ma'am.
The four-man team would be $800 down to the, it says, fun shoot and group lesson with Rick Smith for $100. I guess, is this for someone that doesn't know anything about shooting?
Yeah, that's great, because there's a lot of people that get a little intimidated by the tournament scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Even though this is a fundraiser memorial shoot, you know, they're still going to keep score. There are going to be trophies that are given away to the top prizes and their top scores, and some folks don't really want to get involved with that, but they do want to be involved because they knew Gary, and this is a good way to let them get that experience too and learn how to safely handle a shotgun and then see the feel the thrill of actually breaking a target, you know, knowing what it's all about.
Have you ever had people become addicted to it when they've seen this opportunity, when they've never done this and just really can't get enough of it?
We see the light go on, yes, ma'am. And we generally warn folks, if you have a highly addictive personality, be careful. But we really focus on the recreational shooter. We put a lot of attention into that and into youth because, you know, as I said, mentioned earlier, you know, my job is it's one generation from being extinct. We've got to keep educating.
Well, what do you mean by that? You're saying that you don't think there'll be recreational shooters around?
No. You know, like if I didn't teach my kids, mm-hmm. if I didn't teach them the importance of hunting, ethics, safe management of a gun, and just did something completely different with them, then they probably wouldn't have the interest in it. So their generation wouldn't do it. And by doing what I'm doing with my kids and then other kids and other folks that are doing the same thing, it's just a pyramid effect from them, you know. As long as we can keep the kids interested in the guns, in the hunting, or even the non-consumptive activities, we're still keeping them interested in guns. We can assure that we all have a future with guns.
Interesting. That is very interesting. Well, we are talking about, this is an event to benefit the Boy Scouts. It is the Gary Moore Memorial Shoot. When we come back, we're going to talk more about what's going on with that, as well as some of the other things that are associated with Harris Springs. Hey, what's the telephone number out there at Harris Springs if somebody wants to give them a call and get more information?
Yeah, you can reach us at 864-677-3448 or an email at hunt@harrisprings.com.
There you go. Do y'all have a website too?
Yes, ma'am. Harrisprings.com.
Harrisprings.com. So check all these things out. Hey, if anybody's got a question, just go ahead and give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be back after the news.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Happy days, Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days, Thursday, Friday, happy days, Saturday.
Oh, that's right. We are back here at Sharp Facet Gallery on the 72 bypass. I was just looking at the weather here. It's about 51 degrees out there, so it's warmed up rather nicely. Beautiful day going on out there. It says plenty of sunshine, high of 67 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 51. And tomorrow, I believe the sun is going to shine. So that'll be a high of 75 degrees, folks. This weather is just crazy. Going into the weekend, looks like on Friday we're going to have some thunder showers, high of 62, low of 36. Saturday and Sunday, though, beautiful sunny days, high of 55 to 56. Low from 32 to 39, so make sure you get out there and enjoy this weekend. By the way, let's check the price of gold, just because gold is where it's at, and right now the price of gold has been up the last few days, and that's an excellent thing. Last time I checked, it was about $1,750. Right now, what is it? It is $1,700, and the answer is... coming right up, I hope, $1,755, and the price of silver is $34.07, so over that $34 mark, come see us. You know, we pay the most, we look at the condition. If you want to get the most for what you've got, come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Well, we're talking with Mark C. right here. He, of course, works with Harris Springs. He says this is a job come true.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I still, as I said earlier, I can't believe it's something that I'm actually doing for a living. But it's been really good to get into a place, operation where started literally from the ground up. Yeah. And was able to watch the whole place pretty much built around right there in front of you and work up to the general manager position. Yeah, there's more responsibility that comes with that, but all in all, it's fun. It's fun. It is a lot of fun, actually. I have the dream job, period.
You have the dream job, period. And I guess you get to meet people from all over the world.
Yeah, I really do. You know, just like our buddy, our fallen friend, Gary Moore. You know, that's just, it's very rewarding and very fulfilling. The personalities we get to meet, the people we get to teach and work with, yeah, it's I wouldn't trade it for anything.
And, of course, you're associated with Orvis, and they had actually given you a big award, what, 2008?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's right. We are one of 25 Orvis wing shooting destinations, Orvis-endorsed wing shooting destinations in the world. And in 2008, we were voted the wing shooting number one wing shooting destination in the world, which is... right here.
Place.
Yeah, in Waterloo, South Carolina, to be the premier wing shooting destination in the world. So we're very proud of that. And that's that is an award that was given to us through the Orvis Company, but it was through our guests that came down with us. And
yeah, I think you told me you can't even buy that award.
I wish I could. In fact, I think it pretty much cost us money to win it. But as far as marketing it afterwards, but no, it's great. It really... it's one of the reasons, in my opinion, after a tough economic time, the time frame when we won that is one of the reasons we're still around.
Sure, absolutely. So if you want a top-notch experience in shooting from, deer to turkey to...
quail, pheasant, chuckers, or just shooting clay targets.
Yeah, whatever you would like, you can come. Now, you can actually go there and stay overnight.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we actually, it's a full circle operation. We have an evening chef, we have a breakfast chef, we have a lunch chef. We like it when folks come down for 2 or 3 days because we can. There's no need for them to leave the property when they get here.
Absolutely. So if you'd like more information about that, the website is?
HarrisSprings.com, www.harrisSprings.com.
And a telephone number to call.
864-677-3448.
3448. You don't have to leave South Carolina to get an excellent shooting experience.
That is in our opinion. Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Okay. All right. Now, you wanted to talk a little bit about the Gary Moore. Well, first, let's talk about some of the raffles that are going to be there on March 10th. You know, we've got this great experience going on March 10th, the Gary Moore Memorial Shoot, and this is going to be a big event on March 10th. It is going to be out there at Harris Springs. It starts at 9:30 in the morning, and it goes till 5:30 in the afternoon. But you're also going to be doing raffles.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
What kind of things do we have for the raffles to tempt people today?
Well, what we have is the three top-tier items that we'll be raffling off is a Deer Club membership, a one-year membership, which is not a cheap deal. It's one of the more elite deer clubs around, and it is affiliated with Harris Springs, but it's a property called White Plains Ranch. And we'll be raffling that off. That's generally, it's about an $1,800 value right there. $1,800,
wow.
Yeah. And that's a year membership. The second item is a trophy bass fishing membership. We have a series of ponds on the property. One of them's a 44-acre pond. The largest catch and release, largest bass so far has been 13.5 pounds. But it's a 44-acre pond. It's actually 5 acres shy of being officially declared a lake. So it's big. You can bring your own boat. You just can't run a gas motor on the pond. You can put it in, but you can't run it. You can run a trolling motor. And there's a series of a couple other ponds that are great for taking the kids out and catching panfish or smaller bass and brim and catfish, that kind of stuff. And then one of the other top items is it's a really cool over and under shotgun, a 20-gauge model, kind of a youth model deal. So CZ is the manufacturer, and the model is a Mallard, but it's a pretty gun. It really is neat. Somebody's going to, you know, somebody might buy enough raffle tickets, they might win all three. But, yeah, it's going to be good. All of these are, you know, above and beyond, you know, nice raffle prizes.
Wow. That's great. So the experience on this runs anywhere from $100 to $800, depending on where you want to be on that. You really can go out and have a great time with this. This is coming up on Saturday, March 10th. It is to benefit the first annual Gary Moore Memorial Shoot. Now, for those that have just tuned in, Gary Moore, who is he?
Great friend.
Yeah?
Guest of Harris Springs, lives not too far from us. Again, we lost him at the age of 62 on March the 10th of 2011. Just a fun guy to be around, and I just can't emphasize how important that is. But really thought a lot about educating tomorrow's shooters. You know, he was a Boy Scout growing up, and he always tried to give back. He always did give back. So now we're able to kind of continue that with him not around.
I think this is terrific, and this is, of course, going to benefit the Boy Scouts and the Boy Scouts in Lawrence, Spartanburg, and
Greenwood.
So this is going to be an excellent program for them. They are actually planning an event sometime in June where they'll actually bring Boy Scouts out there to experience this whole
thing. That's right. Yes,
and
ma'am.
And learn how to shoot, more important. You know, I didn't realize that the Boy Scouts, part of their motto, their mission statement, was to provide a youth program promoting the shooting sports and related activities with emphasis on safety, personal responsibility, good judgment, safe and lawful use of firearms, sportsmanship, and marksmanship. I had no idea that that was the mission statement of the Boy Scouts. So that sounds like a win-win situation.
It really is. It really is. And hey, we try to do everything we can every day to make it possible.
Sure. So if this is for the Boy Scouts, if you'd like to get involved, if you'd like to go out and have a great day, I guess you kind of guarantee them they'll have a great time.
Yes, ma'am. And it won't rain.
And it won't rain.
It never rains at Harris Springs.
It never rains at Harris Springs. It sounds like a song I've heard. All right, we are here at WLMA right here in Greenwood. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, I'm right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't you go away.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day.
Oh, that's right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We've been talking about Harris Springs. Little known fact, it's right here between Cross Hill and Waterloo. It's about, almost 3,000 acres there, and it is great for not only clay shooting, but deer, quail, turkey. What else did I miss some?
Chucker and pheasant.
And what's a chucker?
Chucker is about the size of a partridge or a pigeon.
Okay. And you did pheasant. You said you do pheasant,
yes,
too,
ma'am.
Right? Yeah?
Yes, ma'am.
So this is an amazing place, and if you've been going way out of town, because you thought you couldn't find that, hey, right here in the Greenwood area is such a place. And, you know, with the price of gas and everything, it's nice not to have to travel as far.
I agree.
So make sure you check out Harris Springs. And if you'd like to give them a call, why not give them a call over there, 677-3448. That's 677-3448. But the reason for Harris Springs being with us here today, although it's a fascinating story, started back in 1896. There was a 200-room hotel there, and they thought that the waters, which had Lissa in them, would help your kidneys. Little did they know it was the antidepressant lithium that was really helping them out and making them feel so good.
That's right.
Do the people in this area feel really good over there?
They do. They do when they leave. Yes, ma'am.
So, but fascinating history on that. Of course, the 200-room hotel burned down in the end of the late 20s, early 30s.
1932, yes, ma'am.
And, of course, they went on, and it's now in private hands. But what a great place that it is for you to be able to go hunting and set up a shoot and learn a lot about hunting. Probably one of the most important things is learning about how to safely care for guns.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So Gary Moore, of course, set up, he didn't set up. His wife and family and friends have set up this organization where they will be having a shoot on March 10th, and it will be an all-day affair. And, of course, there'll be great raffle prizes. You just heard about some of the raffle prizes here. And it is the idea that other people, other students, other young people will be able to learn how to shoot safely and to carry a gun and have that interest in it. You know, I want to read you what the mission statement of the Gary Moore Association is to provide a youth program promoting the shooting sports and related activities and emphasis on safety, personal responsibility, good judgment, safe and lawful use of firearms, sportsmen, and marksmanship. To also foster an understanding of the conservation, propagation, and restoration of all forms of wildlife and natural resources, and to encourage youth to remain active in the shooting sports and pursue additional training and experience upon completing the training, to foster and develop youth to be future sport shooting leaders and instructors. That's quite lofty.
It is. There's a lot into it. You can just read it and scan over it and just, yeah, that sounds good. But when you really look at those ingredients there's a lot to that.
Sure.
And folks can read more into that. And more of what the organization is about is they've done a great job. They've got a website which is www.gmoorefoundation.org, and that's G-M-O-O-R-E foundation.org. And I know I will have forgotten to say something today, so any other questions, you know, you can just real quick, while you're listening to us, you can visit that gmoorefoundation.org and look at something.
Absolutely. So this is not just a once this one year. They're hoping to make this an annual event. If you'd like to be part of this, all you got to do is what? Give you a call?
Yes, ma'am. You can give us a call. Visit that gmoorefoundation.org. There's some other contacts. There's another great fellow out there by the name of Norm Pullen who is, you know, he's fielding a lot of other calls with me. And he's on the website. You can reach him. And, you know, very nice guy. And another good friend that we met through Gary Moore.
Absolutely. So, but give him a call, 677-3448, to get more information. As I said, it ranges from $100 to $800 for a group of four. And, of course, that provides lunch and the whole experience there for the day.
Everything they'll need for the day. And a couple souvenirs and a T-shirt to go home with.
Well,
yes, ma'am.
I tell you what, you've thought of everything there, haven't you?
They have. I'm the host. These other people that the member or the board, I mean, they're just kind of behind the scenes, but they're the ones that do everything. You know, Miss Sandy Moore, you know, she is one awesome person. You know, and it's been my privilege to... an honor to get to do something like this and for them to choose a place like us. And, you know, there is a bright light into it. Losing such a great person and a good friend, you know, hey, we're able to keep this going because of this.
Absolutely. Well, it all is to help the Boy Scouts, because the Boy Scouts are to provide a youth program promoting the shooting sports related activities with emphasis on safety, personal responsibility, good judgment, safe and lawful use of firearms, sportsmanship, and marksmanship. So it's all tied together, and in June, with the money that they raise from this, they want to be able to bring groups of Boy Scouts from Greenwood, Lawrence, and
Spartanburg. Yes, ma'am.
To here. So if you'd like to be part of this, how about pick up the phone and give them a call? If you want to go to the website and check it out, it's the gmoorefoundation.org. So it's the gmoorefoundation.org. If you want to give Mark a call, if you've got questions, maybe you want to see about setting up a shoot for yourself or a family or group. You know, you told me in the beginning of the show that women are out there shooting more because we're looking at it as more of a family activity.
That's correct. That's correct.
That's hard for me to believe that I thought most of the time women said, oh, you're going shooting? Good, I'll go shopping.
Yeah, well, it's happening, and we're starting to see even more. We do have a rifle range and a pistol range on the property. So we see a little bit of influence on self-defense, too. Women want to familiarize themselves with a pistol, so when they ever had to use it, they know how to use it.
Sure.
And that's what, man, that's great, because we want to teach them the safe way to use it.
Sure.
And guns scare people, mm-hmm. which is a great thing. People need to be very intimidated by firearms. But if they can just call me sometimes. You don't have to come and spend money with Hair Springs. You don't have to spend money with us. I'll give you my opinion. You know, I'll let you know. You just come talk to me. If I can say something that might help save somebody's life, your child, your grandchild's, one of their friends, I promise you I can tell you something that just might save somebody's life one day, and that's all. That's what we're trying to do.
Absolutely. So give Mark a call, 677-3448. That's 677-3448. That would be for Harris Springs or any questions that you have. You know, it's been an amazing travel that you have had, from supposed to be going to Wichita, Kansas, to right here in Greenwood. Unbelievable change of events.
It is. I mean, it's been great. You know, I would never have met my wife, Tricia, if I wouldn't have gone this direction. So, you know, it's all good. Been truly blessed.
Absolutely. So go out there, check out Harris Springs. You'll be glad you did. Certainly hope you'll be able to sign up for the Gary Moore Memorial Shoot. For more information about the foundation, check out the gmoorefoundation.org. That's gmoorefoundation.org. And to check out information on Harris Springs, go to harrisprings.com. It's a nice, easy website. Sounds like a beautiful place out there, and so many good things do happen out there.
It really is. In fact, I'm taking you out there this afternoon.
Okay.
And we're going to go have fun.
All right. Well, that sounds great. I'd love to do it and see what all you have out there. I had no idea. Like I said, there was a 200-room hotel right here out there by Waterloo, between Waterloo and Cross Hill. So I think, Andy, we're going to just finish up here, unless somebody has a question. give them a call, 677-3448. That's 677-3448. Mark, it has been so nice of you to spend some time with us, and I know you're excited about this program coming up on March 10th.
Well, thank you so very much for taking the time. Really my pleasure to have met you. I enjoyed sitting down with you.
Absolutely. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Andy, if you take it away to the top of the hour, I'd appreciate it.